Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Rebbetzin Bat-Chen Grossman, and I'm a God-centered marriage coach for women in business. This means that this podcast is going to be all about your marriage, your business, and how they affect each other, and how to bring God into it all so that you can be realigned and achieve the things that you're here to do in this world. What can you expect on this podcast? Lots and lots of vulnerability, authenticity, and fun. I love having amazing conversations with other professionals and other experts. And I want to bring you the most aligned inspiration, something that's going to affect your life and make it feel really abundant and integrated. And that's what it's all about. Why Connected for Real, you ask? So let me tell you. Connected is for that really, really straight connection. The one that is just all the way up. You know, me and God, we're like really close. And when I was asking my friends, what is it that's special about me? Everybody said that was one of my superpowers. And connecting and being connected and being spiritual is really great, except if you're just in a vacuum or in a bubble or a pie in the sky, you can't really understand what the connection is here to do. And when you ground it in reality, you're actually getting that connection and giving it the fuel that it needs in order to impact your life. So there is one part of me that's really, really spiritual, really connected, really aligned. That's the connected part. And then there is a really grounded, in reality, this life, right here, right now, which is the for real part of me. So connected for real, it is. And I want you to feel connected for real. I want your life to be integrated, where your marriage is supporting your business, where your business is supporting your life, where everything feels like it's working together and there's harmony in your life. Notice I didn't say balance, because balance is almost impossible to achieve, even in science. It's just very difficult. But we don't need balance. We actually thrive on harmony. And that's because we're women and we're cyclical. And we have seasons in our lives. And so sometimes the season is going to call for being really present with your family, being really, really attentive. And sometimes it's going to be a lot more go, go, go at work, and everybody pitch in and work together, and we're in this together. Talking about seasons in life, I am actually 36 weeks pregnant right now, which means I don't have much time left until I have the baby. And so why am I opening up? Why am I launching a podcast right when I'm due is a good question, and a question I ask myself all the time, trying to figure out what got into me. But it was waiting for a long time, and I was looking for ways to procrastinate, and I had all the excuses in the world, and it's just the right time. I guess it's a season in my life where I'm birthing new ideas and new things. And don't worry, I totally live what I preach, and I am not going to be doing it all myself. I'm going to be taking off and being with my family, with my baby. And I have my podcast manager, assistant, who is absolutely awesome. And she's going to take all of the live shows that I did for the last over a year, where I interviewed experts in the field of whatever their field is and how their field affects my field, which is marriage and specifically women in business. We get really real. We get so practical. I love the conversations that go on there. And I just felt like they were getting lost in YouTube and in Facebook. They were being streamed live. And so the people who watched them live, got the most out of it because they were there live. They were able to use the chat to ask questions or to comment. But then people who watched the replay were also sort of impacted. And then it sort of just died on the platforms. And I felt like that was so sad. First of all, because I'm a podcast listener and I love when things are organized into my phone and I could just listen to it when I'm ready to listen. And when it's on Facebook or on YouTube, it's a little bit hard to go back to and be like, oh, I missed that one. I want to really listen to it. So I decided to take, I have something like 25 episodes that were live and were awesome. We're not going to take all of them. We're really selecting the best ones. And we're going to make them available for you in this podcast. So the first season is pretty much going to be a couple of pre-recorded episodes that I'm going to be doing right now, which is who I am, what's my backstory, a little bit about why I'm doing this, and then a bunch of really amazing lives that are being replayed for you. I really hope you like them. I really, really look forward to hearing your feedback. And hopefully when I am back in full swing, which should be around October, November time, I will start recording fresh new episodes for you and really get into the swing of things. But I think that it will be really fun for you to just sort of catch up, collect all of the greatness that has happened until now. Also, a lot of you have said you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And I felt like this would be a really wonderful way for you to hear my voice, to review the things that I'm teaching and that affect your life and that you get the inspiration from. And if you want to stay connected and be updated with what's going on in my life, because please God, I will have the baby and post about it and let you know how things are going throughout my break, I will do that on Instagram and on Facebook. So both Instagram and Facebook, my handle is at connectedforreal. And you could look me up. It's really fun and easy. I am the only one who reads my messages. So if you have anything to say, you love it, you want more of this or more of that, if there was an episode that really touched you, besides sharing it with friends, which is always an awesome thing, you can also send me a message or tag me in a story or a post and tell me how awesome it was. This podcast is all about connecting to yourself, connecting to your husband, and connecting to God. And I look forward to helping you do that by staying connected for real. I love you.